BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
We're recording this before the Lolathon began, so we sound really bright, don't we, Chris?
Oh, I'm loving it.
We won't sound anything like this. Enjoy.
One. Scott Mills and Chris Stark.
Sharon Horgan, hello.
Hi.
I hate you seeing us like this.
I've seen it before.
Yeah.
I was here 2 years ago.
I know.
And
do you think we're better or worse? Be honest.
I think you, Scott, look worse.
Okay,
I
good.
Think. I can see the years. I can see the 24 hours and I can see the 2 years. Not
okay.
really.
Well,
I'm joking.
Yeah. Keep going, mate. No. So you were here for the Lolathon 2 years ago. Now, were you at the sort of latter stages of it?
Or? Do you know, I can't remember.
Yeah,
I think I stuck around for a bit, but it was I think we were getting to the end of the pile of jokes.
Fine.
There wasn't a huge amount of choice left.
Fine. Nice. But luckily we're getting so many jokes still on the email, lol@bbc.co.uk. There's still a bit of time. Got an hour and a half left, Scott.
I know. So we need to get this total up. Come on. Jack in Billingshurst, thank you for donating. Ben, thank you for yours. Molly in Ascot, well, you're a comet relief hero. She says, I ran 10 miles this morning for my London Marathon training, and now I've just donated £10 to the Lolathon. £1 for every mile, and for you guys.
Aww.
Stay strong, you're nearly there.
Amazing,
wow.
Molly, thank you so much.
That's really perking me up right now, Molly, thank you. Okay, Sharon, what have you got for me?
Well, I'll just read the first one I've got in front of me. Today I found out the difference between spoiling yourself and soiling yourself.
Oh, hang on, we just had this one.
Silent P.
Hang on.
Shame.
It's in the list.
I know. I'm sorry, you're going to get the Game of Thrones shame bell now. It's not your fault. But the rule is that Greg Jones made earlier, if it's been on before, even if it's not our fault, you get the shame bell.
Well, I'll take it. What about this chicken one? Have you done it?
Shame.
Shame, Sharon.
Yeah, go on.
What do you call a chicken in a shell suit? An egg.
It's good.
Oh God, that alleviates the shame a little bit.
It's not that the shame is not your fault. Clara Amfo.
What do you call a cow eating grass? Lawn mower.
Yeah. I like all of these. I'm going to miss these.
Thank you, Clive from Bolton, for that.
Yeah, thank you, Clive.
Clive.
Maya, message in this one. I've written a joke about Elton John. It's a little bit funny. I like that.
Not bad.
Chris in Nottingham. An elderly couple were in church. The woman whispered to her husband, I've just done a silent fart. What should I do? He softly replied, get a new battery for your hearing aid, my dear.
Wow.
Okay. Do you want another chicken one?
Yeah, you know I love a chicken joke, Sharon.
Why did the chicken join a band? Because he had a brilliant pair of drumsticks.
Yes.
Which isn't really fair, because they're not really drumsticks until they're cooked, right? So.
Technicality. okay, so Pete in Manchester has just made a donation solely on the basis that last night's Inyona Bingo was worth every single penny. Wow, it was quite something. It was just after 10 last night, and it was with Megan Barton Harton Hanson.
Megan Barton Harton.
That's it. Megan Barton Hanson.
She's lovely.
Yes, from Love Island, and the clips were out of this world.
It's one of the best innuendo bingos ever.
I'm sure the video views are going to be through the roof.
I think you might be right. And, several people have said they've donated just for that alone. So thank you. Here's Mabel. Hiya.
Hi.
Oh, it's so nice to hear new voices and see people that look and smell fresh.
You look really fresh.
Thank you, yeah.
This is a nice, like a nice surprise, you coming in.
I'm happy to be here.
Thank you. So we're going to get you to do some jokes in a minute. Clara's here as well, just hanging out on her own show.
You know, why not?
What's the longest time you've gone without sleep, would you say? It must happen a lot because I know you're so busy.
It does happen a lot. I guess maybe I've done like 3 or 4 days and I've had like an hour, 2 hours a night. Oh. And by the end of it, I was like, we had one show. I'd come off tour and then I was doing a show in Malta and was like completely finished. Like, I felt like I was on a boat.
Yeah,
like, everything
I've got
was swaying.
That.
Oh my God, it's so weird. Sleep is vital, kids. It's vital.
I'm slightly enjoying it now. I'm back. I just had a little bit of sugar.
But you know, in 10 minutes' time, you'll be back to the place where
it's
you were
like 10
minutes ago. Yeah,
it's a roller coaster.
You're so right. It really does feel a bit up and down.
Sometimes you're like, I'm okay. And then you're like, I am not okay. Yeah. I need help.
Half an hour ago, I was talking, more than normal, talking absolute rubbish. It was making no sense.
It scares me.
It makes for good radio.
Yeah. Could you maybe get your hair and makeup people to give Scott and Chris a little
Yeah, of course. I'll give them a shout and they can just come with the powder brushes. And just
you know?
Because I didn't look like this when I woke up.
It scares me that even at this time of the day, and people are at work, at college, whatever, we just sound like it's 4 o'clock in the morning after some night out.
In a pub.
And me and him are talking deep and meaningful about where this money goes and how grateful we are to Radio 1 listeners. And that is really how we're feeling.
I know.
Yeah,
I thought,
of course.
When you were doing... I loved it, but I literally thought you were going to cry about an hour ago.
Yeah.
Did it get emotional?
Yeah. Well, because we're earning really good money for Comic Relief. And it is. We're very proud to be doing that through
so
this
incredible.
Lollathon. But there's not long left. We just want to make the most of this next hour.
How much do you have for left? How many hours?
We're going to go till, it's 1 o'clock is our, it's when we're going to. That's 24 hours.
Well done.
Done.
You know.
Well done.
Mabel, by the way, you should try these new red noses this year because they're super comfy. Yeah.
Okay.
And they match your nails as well.
They actually do. I'm going to steal this one.
We were saying, though, do you remember, back in the day, they used to be really hard plastic?
Oh, yeah, this is comfy.
Right. Like, it would leave an imprint in your nose back in the day.
Yeah, this is good.
It's working for you.
I feel good.
Yeah, make it fashion.
Yeah.
Make it fashion. Right, we've all got some jokes then, because that's what the Lollathon's all about.
Yes.
Mike, hang on, I'll take this off, because I've got a cold even more than I actually have. Mike in Manchester. I recently hired a landscape gardener. He said he couldn't help me as my garden's portrait.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's a good landscape portrait joke.
That is decent. Matt Kay from Cheltenham says, did you hear about the chicken dating sites that recently closed down? They were struggling to make hens meet.
Love a pun.
Wow.
Okay, Mabel.
Okay, why did the lobster blush? Because the seaweed.
Oh, classic.
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 This is another classic as well. It's from Nikki. What is E.T. short for? Because he only has little legs.
I
like that one.
I feel that we need another influx of jokes just to see us through to the end. So if you've got one and you want to tell us about it, email lol@bbc.co.uk. What are you laughing at, Clara Ampho?
Someone's actual joke.
Okay, go on then.
Nicola in Cheltenham. I got punched by a 6-foot beetle the other day. Apparently there's a nasty bug going around.
Ah, that was excellent!
Very good, Nicola.
That is good. It's a bit like, oh no, I can't remember it now. Oh no, I'm trying to recall.
It'll come back.
There was one earlier about someone that got run over by a bike. It was a vicious cycle. Similar. Oh, wow. Similar, but not quite as good. You got any more over there?
Yes. Where do the animals get their medicine from?
Where?
The pharmacy.
I mean, make sure you put
it's a giggle, it's a little.
Yeah.
It's an eyebrow raise.
It's an inner smile.
Yeah.
Make sure you're writing all these down in your phone, Mabel, for later.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Song inspiration?
At my shows, in between songs. Yeah. Just a few
that's
jokes.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
That'd be a great song, wouldn't it? Just a song that's just jokes.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But but sung by someone like yourself.
Could
like an amazing
be
singer.
Cool, could also be terrible.
It could just be dreadful, actually.
Yeah.
I actually don't know.
Normally at this time on Clara's show, there would be a live lounge.
There would be.
But there isn't today. Instead, Mabel's going to play the Lie Lounge.
Ooh.
It's like, it's kind of the same without the V. So Mabel's got three facts about herself. There are two lies and there is one truth. But she's going to tell us that they're all real. We have to work out which is the one that is true. Okay, so there's two lies and there's one truth here.
Okay. Mabel, are you a good liar, would you say?
I'm okay. I wouldn't say it's one of my strengths, but I will try for you.
Well, we're about to find out. Okay, so she's going to present all of these facts as real.
Yes.
We have to do some detective work here. All right, here we go.
Okay.
All right.
So I'm fluent in Spanish. My middle name is an American state and I sleep with my eyes open.
Oh, I really hope that's true. That's freaky.
I'm really freaked out by people that sleep with their eyes
open. It's real, though. Like, I do it. I don't actually know this, obviously. It's people that sleep next to me. But I think I've done it my whole life. But yeah, it was definitely like an ex-boyfriend that was like, yo, that is so scary because I woke up in the middle of the night and started talking to you and you were fully asleep.
That's it. Or if you wake up in the middle of the night and you turn over, and you're just staring.
Yeah,
looking for dust.
It's like nightmare stuff.
Gazing into the future, like, yeah, it's kind of freaky.
Okay.
The other one was the American state.
Yes.
What American state?
Alabama.
Alabama.
Yes. Mabel, Alabama.
Mabel, Alabama. That's a
tongue twister.
It's Mabel, Alabama.
Mabel,
Alabama.
That sounds like the bit in your song, then.
And what was the other one? Reminder.
I'm fluent in Spanish, so I was born in Malaga, Spain.
What is the local football team in Malaga?
I am not a sports fan. I could not tell you this about anything, to be honest. I'm genuinely born in Malaga, but I couldn't tell you a football team anywhere because I'm not into football.
It's Malaga
Sorry.
FC.
Malaga FC. Right, there
Sorry,
we go.
I had to assume
that,
you'd
that know. Makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense.
So
I think we should rule that out.
I can't get my head around the sleeping with your eyes open. It's like a horror film.
Yeah. It's a thing, though.
Mm. I've got a friend.
Don't make me feel bad about it, guys.
No, do you know what? I've got a friend called Michelle, and she sleeps with her eyes open as well.
Yes,
it's
Michelle,
really
I'm with you.
I don't know if you saw the video. I think it happens quite a bit, but it's these people who, when they see people who've fallen asleep on the train, they put two eyes on top of their closed eyes. So then when the train moves away, it looks like they're...
That's so rude!
Quite
that,
freaky,
that is
but,
very
but
rude.
Amazing.
That is very rude.
Someone in Mabel's camp, please do that to Mabel.
What's my need?
If you're so fluent in Spanish, can you give us a Spanish phrase?
Hola, me llamo Abel, hablo español, and all of that.
I mean, that's not fluent.
That sounded
that's
good to me.
Knowing who you
no,
are.
No, it's good, but it's like that's like me going, "Je m'appelle Scott Mills, j'ai 11 ans, j'habite Eastley."
Is it that one of these is a lie?
Two lies.
Only one of these is true.
Okay.
I mean, that's basic entry level GCSE.
I think you guys. I think I really just helped you out. There,
okay.
To be honest.
Think, what do you reckon? So let's
Spanish,
rule out the Spanish.
Is off.
Okay, yep. Spanish is off. I think the eye thing is on.
Dear.
And I think Alabama is correct just because of Don't Call Me Up and I mean, how could it just say Mabel Alabama,
Mabel Alabama, Mabel Alabama?
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
So which is the real story? The real There's one. Two lies in there.
I'm going for Alabama.
Are you?
Is real.
Mabel Alabama?
I think so.
Come on then, yeah, group decision. Yeah, let's do that.
Right.
Okay, yeah. We're saying that middle name, Mabel Alabama.
And that's your final decision.
Yeah.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah!
My name is Mabel Alabama Pearl McVeigh.
Amazing. Oh. Great name.
God, I'm just Robert in the middle. That's boring, isn't it?
I won't say all mine. It's too long.
Oh, please say it.
My full name.
Yes, please.
Is Clara Sophia Avenant Atinawa Amfo Okwamba.
And you win.
Love it.
You win.
Mabel, thanks so much for coming to see
thank
us today.
Thank you for having me.
You've really perked us up, so thank you so much. And now, news reading royalty. Please welcome. I've always wanted to play that. Please welcome.
I start
Simon.
Sweating when I hear that.
I bet you do. It means you're on, love. Please. Please welcome Simon McCoy. Oh, you're my fave.
That's happened before.
Nobody
though.
Cheered, nobody clapped, nothing.
Oh!
There we are, thank you.
Simon McCoy.
But Simon, you don't get that on the news, do you? You don't have everyone cheering. No, it's like you're on. And sometimes,
there's
and I love it when
this
happens.
There's a massive groan, Chris. They normally sort of go, oh, Zim again.
But sometimes they do the song and then no one's there. And it sort of just goes to an empty studio and someone's got to walk across. I've seen you do that once.
Yeah, we have a sometimes... it's a computer problem, Chris. I put it no more than that.
Simon,
you're rather tired, are you?
Yeah.
A bit tired. Yeah.
Good, I might get away with it.
Now, what I enjoy is your general disdain for news when you can't be bothered with it. Mm. Because I don't think you really get that with other newsreaders so much. They manage to hide it. With you, Simon, not so much.
There was one. There was dog surfing.
Yeah,
on the beach. And you're going to talk about the royal family in a minute. I know.
Yeah,
I know what's coming.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's others.
But sometimes you know you just see the pictures and you go, really?
Mm. I'm Simon McCoy.
Exactly. Yeah.
Is that what goes through your brain?
I do. You know.
Yeah.
Well, this is
the BBC.
This is the BBC.
Yeah. Okay. Here's one.
Get a weather update now. Thomas Schaffernacker is here. You've got a frozen ball there.
Just the one.
Yeah, that's fine. I enjoyed that one.
Okay. And this one.
Pretty windy, but it is going to get a little bit better.
Yeah. I mean, last night,
I was lying in bed, and I've not heard a wind like that for an awfully long time. I mean, oh, that's just wrong, isn't it? Anyway, you know what I mean.
I feel that you have fun with the job.
He knows.
I really enjoy it. I wake up in the morning thinking, I've no idea, A, who I'm working with. You know, Louise Lear there, Thomas Schaffernacker, two great people, great senses of humour, and we all enjoy each other's company.
Yeah.
The nuisance is there are bosses listening. You just have to be slightly careful.
Mm. And this, of course, so famous.
Their Royal Highnesses, the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, are delighted to confirm they are expecting a baby in April. Now, bearing in mind they announced that she was pregnant back in September, and it was thought she was around 2 or 3 months pregnant. I'm not sure how much news this really is, but anyway, it's April, so clear your diaries, get the time booked off, because that's what I'm doing.
The shade of it all! Oh, incredible.
And also, it's a visual gag, but when you walked on with the A4 paper was, I mean, it's just television gold, that.
That was 8 years ago.
No, it wasn't.
It was 8 years. Do you know, and I've just had to do it again, because BBC One, Andrew Neil, this week, tonight, I'm doing an appearance on it, and they've insisted that I carry a pad of wretched A4 paper. So
well,
there you are.
We've got you some there in front of you.
I'm much more comfortable holding that than anything else. Yeah. I've got it. That's great.
What was the story around that? I've forgotten.
Haven't forgotten. I've never told anybody.
Oh, okay.
But there was a co-presenter I was working, Carrie Gracie, lovely lady, and one of you sits at the desk, the other stands at the catwalk, we call it, and normally the one sitting at the desk starts off, and I don't know if I can tell this story. It's the lolathon. I sometimes used to put a bit of paper on the auto cue, so she had nothing to see, to read.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
So I asked the floor manager for
some
paper.
Keeps the news lull, doesn't it?
Yeah. I asked the floor manager for some paper. He said, well, I've got this. He handed me the iPad. At that point, they're saying, Simon, it's you. 3, 2, 1. And I'm going, what do I do?
Yeah.
So I styled it out.
Yeah, you did.
Well, no, I didn't.
Well, no, but I enjoyed it.
That's amazing, because I honestly thought you were protesting against iPads. I thought you were just being old school.
Same.
No, I thought, what? Because the papers started ringing saying, what's going on? So I said, well, I thought it was an iPad. Because any other option, and particularly the truth, would have got me fired.
Yeah, yeah. I know.
What do you mean, yeah?
Truth won't get you fired now. You're Simon McCoy. Exactly.
Simon McCoy.
So I know that you've got some jokes there. Simon, if you could read them in your least interested way, it would be fantastic. For
Should you do the news theme first?
We've got this, you see.
Drama.
Come on. Whenever you like.
What's a man called with a shovel in his head? Doug. What's a man called without a shovel in his head? Douglas. What kind of bees make milk? So I've just seen the answer.
Go again.
What kind of bees make milk? Boobies. The other day, my wife asked me to pass her lipstick, but I accidentally passed her a glue stick. She still isn't talking to me. I like that one. Why did the rubber chicken cross the road? To stretch its legs.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. What's Forrest Gump's password? One Forest One. I read that, I didn't get that.
I like the ones with questions at the start. Give that a bash.
Okay. Why did the mechanic sleep under the car? Because he wanted to get up early in the morning.
Yeah. Is that the news?
That is the news today.
That was great.
Right, thank you so much. Are you working today, Simon?
I'm on at 2 o'clock.
Oh. What channel?
The BBC News Channel, 2 till 5, afternoon live.
Okay.
Come on.
No, but sometimes you get the main gig, don't you?
Is there a...
Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Oh, don't say that.
No, the weekend gig sometimes.
I often see him on BBC One.
What are you talking about, 6 o'clock, 10 o'clock?
Oh, yeah, the big ones, you know.
Sometimes. When they're really short.
Oh, no, that's not true.
This is a question for you, Simon McCoy. Do you have a name for your fans? Should we create one?
That's a great idea.
The Real McCoys?
Is there anything perhaps slightly more original? I don't know.
Simon Says.
What's that?
Fan McCoys?
Are you ever not in a full suit and tie? Because I'm obsessed with what newsreaders would wear at home. Because you only ever see
a suit
them.
And tie at home.
No, but I've only seen you ever in a suit and tie, haven't I?
Well, if I'm walking to the BBC, it's to work, and my job is a newsreader, so that's why I wear a tie.
Okay.
So it's more like fancy dress, then.
And at home, is it super dry?
Yeah. He's like Big Shaq at home.
It's a long, flowing cloak.
Japanese
do you wear a puffer jacket?
No, I do not own a puffer.
What are those kimono?
With this shape.
Kimono.
Simon, McCoy on the back.
Simon, thank you so much for being on today.
Hey, congratulations all of you. It's been amazing.
Thank you. Mate. It's nearly done. It's the Lolathon. Michael Dapper's here. Hello.
What's happening?
It's literally one in and one out, and it's ranged from everyone, from Simon McCoy to your good self, sir.
Yes, thank you for having
me. Simon McCoy off the news. What's going on?
I'm good, you know.
Yeah?
Yeah. Hungry, but I'm
alright. When's the last time we saw you?
Oh, snap. When I did that thing with Nana Pat.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. Well, when Big Shaq did the thing with Nana Pat.
Nan's not hot.
Obviously, because Big Shaq, that isn't you.
Nah.
Nan's not hot.
Yeah, she's a legend.
Yeah.
Really nice.
I felt that she slightly overacted it, but...
It's a minor criticism.
Loved the spotlight, that one.
She loved it. Loved that, Nan. Loved being on stage. Mm. Right, we've got some jokes to get through. Any?
John says, why does Snoop Dogg always carry an umbrella? Faux drizzle.
Yes.
Who's writing these?
The general public.
Oh, this is brilliant. Okay.
That's the right answer.
Yeah, this is brilliant. Why did the mechanic sleep under the car? Because he wanted to get up oily in the morning.
Do you know what's lovely about that? Simon McCoy, who was on before. Do you know Simon McCoy, the newsreader?
Yeah.
We were actually talking about Big Shaq with him because we like to imagine he dresses as Big Shaq when he's at home.
Yeah.
And he did that exact joke. But really?
Yeah, in a very different style.
But I kind of love that you've both done it.
No, that's mad. You're so bad because you left that right here on top.
when you repeat a joke, you know what happens.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. The bell of shame.
Sorry, Michael. You can't do me like that. Hold
shame.
On. I've got more.
Shame.
What else?
That's funny.
Have we had this one from Neil? Walked into a binocular shop and bought a pair yesterday. I'll tell you what, they saw me coming.
Very good.
That's good.
It's a good one.
Cheers.
What did one extract of... No, this one's been done as well, hasn't
it? Oh, no. I mean, he didn't read it out, but even so...
No, come on, don't do me like that.
Shame.
He's just getting the bell of shame for
shame.
Each one.
Man, this is terrible.
Welcome along to the Lolathon.
You know, you lot set me up for this. This is terrible.
Nora's got a joke. Today at the bank, an old lady asked me to help check her balance, so I pushed her over.
Oh, no, we've done that one as well. No. We're running out of jokes.
Hey, Scotty, what's going on,
shame.
Man?
Scotty!
Shame.
What's happening?
Is there any that we haven't done? Oh, no.
Oh, this might be good. I don't know if we've had this one. Okay. Jason, why couldn't the piggy play football? Because he pulled his hamstring.
Finally one that we haven't done.
Woo! Yes.
Woo! There'll be no way we can stand to four anyway. We haven't got enough jokes.
Yeah. No, we can just make some up on the spot, innit?
Go on then.
No,
I wouldn't advise it.
No, don't worry, I'm a professional.
I was told that was one of the golden rules.
I know, you're very PG, Michael.
Yeah, very, 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 very extremely PG.
PJ says, a bloke gets an invite to a fancy dress party. He turns up completely naked, giving a woman a piggyback. When he walks in, he's getting loads of funny looks. Someone says to him, this is a fancy dress party. What are you dressed as? And who's that woman on your back? He replies, I'm a snail and this is Michelle.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
That's a good one. I got one.
Yeah.
What do you call an exploding monkey? A baboon.
Yay. He's on.
All right,
Scott, I know you're very, very tired. I am very, very tired. And we've got time for a few more shout-outs for people that are meshing in. Ollie in Norwich, thank you very much for your kind words that you said about trying to persuade us to stay on. Who else we got? Kirsty, Sophie, saying the same thing. Well done, Scott and Chris. You are doing an incredible job. Please stay on. All these other people saying that they want to donate more. I know, I'm looking at you, mate, and I know you so well. You're one of my best friends.
Oh.
Here's what I'm putting to you right now. Why don't we just go on for a little bit longer? If people want it to continue, why don't we just go...
It's never going to end.
Why don't we just go on whilst people donate, whilst people want to do it? I know you're tired. I know you're hurting.
What is that song again?
I don't know.
It is a song.
It just felt
it?
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
But come on, Scotty.
But here's what I'm saying. If you're in, I'm in. Should we do it?
How
a little bit longer.
How long, though?
As long as the donations keep coming. Right, an hour.
Okay, right, okay. But only if people absolutely hammer the phones, okay?
All right, and we can make it work down this end. We'll be on at one. We've got a lot of messages, lovely messages from people. Yeah, thank you so much.
I appreciate those.
Radio 1's Lollathon is 24 hours in.
Yes!
And we appear to still be going.
Yeah. Yeah, we really do. Do you know what, though? Since I was like, oh, yeah, let's stay on a bit longer, look at all the messages.
Mate, the messages coming in, so many people want us to carry on. I just think if the donations, if people still want to donate and still want this, then I'm up for it. You've said you're up for it.
Yeah,
as long as it
translates into donations,
yeah,
then I'm more than happy.
Well, loads of people are pledging at the moment.
So, to donate £5, this is for Comet Relief. This money will do good things. Text the word LOL to 70205. Text will cost your donation plus your standard network message charge. If you're enjoying all the LOLs and enjoying us sounding more and more delirious, then let us know. What the...
Hello, mate.
Hello?
Apparently I'm your pop emergency, so I want to say thank you for that.
I'm too tired for this.
Hello, you sound like you're slurring a little bit. You do sound tired. Let me come give you a cuddle. It's been a while since I've
been. It's been a busy one.
It's Louis Tomlinson, everyone.
Oh, how are you, mate? Oh, you're nice to see you.
Oh, it's been a while since.
I don't get this. So you're like a live pop emergency then?
Yeah,
your new track.
I knew that we
were playing it, but I didn't know that you were going to be here.
Yeah, well, here I am. Here I am.
That's awesome.
How's it been going?
Yeah, I've not seen you since you're in that band.
Yeah, no.
Right, should we play it then?
Oh, yeah, please, yeah. My new song, yeah. That's probably what I'm here to do. Yeah.
Tell me, what is it? I can't speak anymore, Louis.
Okay,
help me out.
It's my new single. It's called Two of Us. Maybe I'll talk about it after.
Okay, cool.
Just like we started, just you and me and no one else. I will hold you where my heart is. One life for the two of us.
Louis, I might be too fragile to cope with this.
That's the first play right there. Yeah. Thanks for that. Thank you.
Well, I was just listening to the words and getting all a bit like, ah.
Well, other people are the same. Alison and Preston's message, trying not to cry in the middle of a busy cafe listening to this. Well done, Louis, and well done, Scott and Chris. Amazing radio as always. Cheers, Alison.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, so tell us about the song and what it's about.
So, some people may or may not know, I lost my mum a couple of years ago, and I wanted to, when I released my first single on my own with Steve Aoki called Just Hold On, it kind of had a similar sentiment in the lyric.
Yeah.
And I'd never really had this before in music, where I got like feedback online, socially, from people who aren't like your stereotypical fans and saying that the lyrics really helped them. Yeah. I've never really been in a position with music like that before. You know, it wasn't as emotionally invested in One Direction, obviously, something as heavy as that.
No. This is a much more personal thing.
Mm.
I mean, they had some bangers.
Big time.
Yeah,
big
but time. I know what you mean.
And I think the feeling of grief is obviously pretty universal. So I kind of wanted to make something. Yeah, it's a little bit sad at the top, but hopefully people feel the hopefulness in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I think it's empowering.
Thank you. That's what I'm hoping for. Definitely.
Yeah. We're just getting loads of messages. Louis' new song has given me actual chills. Sobbing a little bit, I'm not going to lie. His mum would be chuffed.
Mm.
Do you feel emotional hearing that out now?
That was because that's like confirmation. You know what I mean? The first play, listening to it back here in the room. Yeah. But actually, I'm at a place in my head and how I'm dealing with all that stuff. Like when I've been rehearsing it, when I've been singing it, I'll do a live performance of it tonight.
I feel really, it feels like an accomplishment. Like I've got through this stage of where I was at in my grief, really. The words empower me, really. And it's not like I stand on stage and I kind of drift off and get sad. It's the opposite. It actually really motivates me.
I think it's amazing. Today has been a very special day, obviously raising money and that with what we're doing. But with what Greg was saying earlier, and I think at some point today, Scott, we've all had a moment to just be honest and have an honest discussion. And it's actually amazing hearing yourself doing something very similar to what we've been actually trying to do today.
Oh, yeah.
So thank you for that.
Of course, yeah. I think it's important that people have the confidence to talk about these things.
Yeah,
you know?
Like Louise has been on and says she lost her mum when she was 14, so she can really relate. Actually, in a kind of odd way, it ties up because we were saying earlier, grief counselling is something you can actually... support by donating to Comet Relief as well, because if you think about it, like there's such a strain on these services because there's a lot of people that need it.
Of course.
So
of course.
So whatever you can give, please text. Sorry, I can't talk. Please, for £5, text the word LOL to 70205. Text will cost your donation plus your standard network message charge. Anne-Marie's here.
Hello.
Oh, this is great. I've got two of my favours in the room to make me come alive again.
To wake you up.
So, Lou Tomlinson is here. Anne-Marie is here as well. What have you been up to, love?
Loads of stuff.
Right. You can't remember.
Can't remember. Yeah, but you look great, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
For
sure.
being awake for that long.
Have you heard about everything that's happened? Like, last 24 hours has been ridiculous.
But I remember this. Did you do this last year?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember it.
No, 2 years ago.
Yeah, 2 years ago. I remember it.
We've had all sorts has happened. John Newman swung by.
Cash.
Yeah, the rudest Indian bingo we've ever done with Megan Barton Hanson. From Love Island.
Yeah.
You'll like this.
What?
Andy from Fire Festival was on.
Oh, I heard about that. Yeah, that is crazy.
Right. Booking of the century,
We managed to get him, and not out of everyone, but like in this building, and certainly for artists like you, people will be very excited that we managed to secure Andy on the show.
How was it? Good spot?
He was great.
He was exactly as you'd hope.
Okay. We,
very giving.
Sounds scary, yeah.
we gave him different scenarios. Like, imagine Anne-Marie is playing at Radio 1's Big Weekend, but they've stopped all the water to the public. What are you going to do, Andy? And he was like, to be honest, I'd probably take one for the team.
He had every answer.
He definitely did. You know what? He's getting... If you don't know what we're talking about, it's this Fire Festival. I can't really say much about it, but it's a guy that would do anything for water. He was saying he's getting, like, mad deals now from water companies.
No way.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, and also, we went to number 10 Downing Street. We got access to there and did a knock-knock joke.
I saw this.
We've been busy. We've been doing our best.
Is that real?
Yeah, it was real. Real
number 10. How did it go down?
Teresa didn't answer.
And then they slammed the door in my face.
Well, they just answered the door to anyone there?
No. We managed to get in.
Oh,
but I was hoping for slightly more access when I was there.
Yeah, we got the clearance.
But then
it was a bloke called John. Never heard of him.
Shout out John.
John Newman.
Right, have you got any jokes?
I've got a joke.
Okay. Obviously, with Anne-Marie, anything makes her laugh. So let's see how it goes down.
All right, ready?
If she doesn't laugh, then these jokes are terrible.
Don't say that. This is Daisy. This is from Daisy Holder.
Hi, Daisy.
The joke is, my friend Timmy was once bitten by a snake, and if I knew the difference between an anecdote and an antidote, he'd still be alive today. To be honest, I don't know what any of those are, so...
What, anecdote or antidote?
Yeah.
An antidote will stop you from dying.
Right.
And an anecdote is just a funny tale.
Oh.
So you learned something.
That's great.
Not quite as funny when you explain them, though, are they?
No. No.
Oh, shall I tell you another one?
Yeah, go on.
Okay, this one's from Hannah Doyle, and the joke is, why did the boy throw the butter out the window? Butter, sorry.
The butter?
The butter out the window.
Go on, then.
Because he wanted to see the butterfly.
Oh,
hey. Wow.
That was a good one.
Yeah, that's all right, isn't it?
That's right. Well done, Hannah.
I've got one for you. Okay. I quite like this, actually, from Paul. Okay. Who's the coolest man at the hospital?
Go on.
The ultrasound guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not bad.
And she's
like that. Yeah, I like that.
Right.
I'm going to play Dave and Fredo, Funky Friday. But thank you so much to both of you for popping in and really perking us up on the, well, what was supposed to have ended by now, the lollathon. But thanks very much, guys, for coming in.
No, that's
thank
all right.
You. Thank you. I'll see you soon.
You two, you are at the end of your tether, okay? We need everyone to realise how hard these two have been working the last 24 hours.
Did you say you want... Sorry, I didn't get that. Do you want us to shut up?
Just for a minute.
Oh, sure.
Just for a minute. I think we all need to... This is when your friends need to support you in your hour of need. You have already done your 24 hours, but you made the decision to keep going because we're just on a roll, a brilliant, brilliant roll. The listeners so far have got us to, what was it, 180...
183,000.
Which is an incredible effort.
That's amazing.
Let's look what we are near a very big target. Look at that. We are near a very big number, which is £200,000. We can smash that. We can absolutely smash that right now. We have come too far now not to go for it. I think if you're up for it, Scott, if you're up for it, Chris, we can do this.
Yeah, but how long are we on for now?
I don't know.
Keep going.
But that's why I'm here, as the court jester,
I'd love
to get you through.
The reason I sided with Greg on this one, Scott, is
okay,
that...
No, I said for an hour. Didn't I say that? Did I say that? I'm too tired.
No, it's cool.
What, don't put a limit on it.
No, what you're saying...
Just stay on.
I like the idea. 200,000 would be... I mean, that's a massive number.
Be nice just to go... There Wouldn't you it? Go, Comet Relief, oh, £200,000. Yeah. Go and do some incredible stuff with it.
I mean, you're right, it's a very neat number.
Neat number.
Yes.
Maybe it might get up to 201, and it won't be annoying, just to say that.
It's a bit like when you put the petrol in the pump and it's like, oh.
No, it's not like that. It's
no,
fine.
It's not like that.
But what we're saying is you can get 200, or maybe more.
I feel a bit I'm like a petrol that, pump. That's exactly what I've
This
sort
is
of
why
like.
You shut up. You're talking about petrol pumps.
Do you ever fear?
No,
like
I just
a
mean like,
pump.
I'm saying we stay a little bit longer. I need another coffee, please. That would be my 30th.
Well, if you... I'll Sorry. Get you a coffee.
All right. I mean, we'll just shut up.
Let's get to £200,000 right now. The listeners to your show are there every day for you. They're there with you from 1 till 4. They go with you whatever nonsense you do, whatever tangent you go on, whatever stupid phone call you do, whatever place that you call. Maybe it is the Muff Liquor Company. If that made you laugh when they did that, like it did me, I'm going to do another one. Then text the word LOL to 70205 to donate £5. Text the word LOL, L-O-L, to 70205. Text will cost your donation plus your standard network message charge. Let's smash it. If you listen to Scott and Chris for years, show them that you are their pals right now. 70205, text the word LOL, and let's put this over the £200,000 mark. That would be a brilliant, huge, life-changing amount of money to hand over to Comet Relief and go, all right, see you later, go and do your thing. And they will do some amazing stuff with that money.
I've got to be,
nice one, Greg.
I've got to be, what's the word? Honest. I've got to be honest. I'm interested in 200 grand. Very much.
Yes, yes. We all are.
So let's stay on. Hello, Radio 1.
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
Nicole.
It's our Nicole. Nicole, yeah. Our favourite listener.
Oh, Nicole, hello. Who's on our show from Pontypridd. Hello, it's good to hear your voice.
Hello.
You all right?
Yeah, how are you feeling more than anything?
What do you make of it all?
Absolutely amazing. I must say, you've done everyone proud.
Oh, thank you. You're sweet.
You really have.
What are you up to today, Nicole?
You sound tired.
Do you think?
Yeah.
What have you been doing?
Just listening to you on the radio.
Have you enjoyed it, yeah?
Yeah, I have enjoyed it. You've done really well. Fair play to you both.
Did you donate?
Yes, I did donate.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Intrigued to know what your favourite joke would be.
What, that you've said or...?
No, your one.
Your one.
Oh, okay. Oh. My wife told me I had to stop acting like a flamingo, so I had to put my foot down. Do you like that one?
I really like it.
Did you say flamingo?
Yeah.
Like the
Can I ask
Spanish.
Him, did you actually knock on the Prime Minister's door?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh my God, did it really?
Yes. We're not making this up, yeah, Nicole.
We don't muck around.
Who answered it?
Some bloke.
Did he? Oh my God. Oh, that's mental. At what point did you think, like, I can't mentally do this anymore? Like, at what hour could, you know?
Now?
Now?
have you got any words of encouragement now that we're sort of carrying on for a bit?
Vodka and cork.
No, that's not going to help.
It will.
Although,
well, I enjoyed your flamingo joke because, of course, they do famously, when they rest, they stand on one leg, which is not restful at all, is it?
I don't know.
Why would you do that?
I didn't know what a flamingo was until like this morning.
Well, did you Google it?
I might have.
That must have blown your mind.
I got another joke as well.
Okay.
Why couldn't the bicycle stand up?
Don't know.
Because it was too tired.
These are quite good. Right. Anyway, listen, we're going to get back to the lolathon.
I am very, very proud of you both. Aww. You're doing us all proud.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Nicole.
You need to sit down and just think of how many people you've helped.
I'm at a stage where anyone who says anything nice, I'm getting emotional.
Yeah. Oh,
we're all in this together, aren't we, Nicole?
We are all in this together.
Radio 1's Danny Howard is here.
What a treat, guys. What a treat.
It is a treat. We've had in the last hour Lou Tomlinson, Anne-Marie, you. No, it's been a real little boost.
We love Danny Howard. When you walked in here, Danny, what do you think of the odour?
I don't know. It's actually, have you guys washed? Because it wasn't as stenchy as I thought it would be, actually.
Yeah, I had there a little...
What time did we end up doing that? 3 a.m. We went and treated ourselves, didn't we?
Yeah, after the drag queens.
Go in the sink.
Drag queens went, we had a little
in the
wash.
Sink. That's even more depressing than not having a shower.
It's better than nothing, bothered. Greg, at that point.
I don't know if it is.
Well, actually, I didn't do that, but Scott did. And it baffles me how we managed to do it, because the sinks are quite high, aren't they?
Did you have a little Yellow Pages to stand on?
Did you get my DJ box?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about your DJ box. Do you still have that?
Occasionally.
Oh, I love him. He can't reach the deck.
I used to stand on a little box. Usually look to a crate.
Was it a crate?
Yeah, crate. That is it.
Potentially dangerous, though, as I've fallen off a few of those.
Why don't you just get a built-up shoe? Mm. You can wear big platforms or something.
Yeah, that's what I need.
Chris Stark.
Yeah.
I am sensing that in recent... I don't know, maybe the last half hour you could do with a bit of a boost in your direction.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
I agree with that.
Yeah. So
I think my voice is going to go.
I would like to now introduce your wife.
Oh.
Hello.
Chrissy, well done. Oh,
this feels weird.
Oh, it's just cute. I just thought it might help.
You guys are doing amazingly. So, so, so well. Super proud of you.
Thank you.
Weird to hear that you're smelling a bit, but, you know, all good.
I know, I'm quite fresh.
Well, Mia, I don't think it's actually that bad. I think they're holding up really amazingly well. How much have you heard of this?
I have been listening on and off over the course of the day, and drive time, breakfast show time must have been the times I've been kind of getting involved, and it's, you know, the guys are sounding amazing, and all the guests sound amazing. I just think, you know, it's blowing my mind. Keep going, guys.
Thank you.
It's cool. I feel like, I've told you this before, that I feel like we're in a very lucky position with our job to have these opportunities to do this kind of thing, because there's a lot of good people that listen to Radio 1, and there's a lot of good people in the UK who would love to have this opportunity to be able to go and raise a lot of money. So, I remember speaking to you about this before, that I don't really view it like, it doesn't, I can say I'm tired and stuff like that, but actually the truth of it is I feel very lucky to be able to do this right now. And actually what makes me feel even luckier is that it feels like all the listeners are supporting us on this, and that's great. And you have to put up with a lot of nonsense with me. Let's be real. The weird stuff I have to do here, you know, this morning I was in drag. A couple of days ago I'm away from you doing silly stuff with this place. But it's cool that careful.
All right.
But it's cool that you understand why we all do it. So look. Good. It's nice to hear from you.
It's for a great cause. Keep going, guys. Less than 2 hours now. So
yes. If we go on. Yeah.
No. They're going to go on. That's why we wanted to get you on. You need to encourage him to keep going. Actually, one thing I will add to the drag thing is when I turned up on the breakfast show this morning, Chris was still in full drag makeup.
Yeah. Saw that you replied to my Instagram story. What was your thoughts of him in full drag?
Oh, goodness me.
I know. I thought he looked quite hot.
I thought he looked beautiful. A beautiful, beautiful person. But the scary thing was that someone had given him some facial wipes, a new box of them, and they were untouched. He had a choice to take off the makeup, but he left it on.
Oh, it was on until at least 5 a.m.
Yeah. No, it was until 7.
Too tired to wash.
Yeah. You know. Or maybe he just liked it. I think he might.
Too beautiful to wash.
Yes, that's right, darling. Rhea, listen, we appreciate the course. Give us a real boost. Thank you. Nice one.
Oh, that's nice.
Thank you. Nervous about this total now. It's the Lolathon for Comet Relief for 24, well, more than that, hours.
Thank you so much. I know we keep saying it for all your lovely messages, like Tammy here, who says, I've been completely hooked listening to you guys and your guests on the Lolathon. Jeez. What a journey you have had and still going. So happy to donate, worth every penny, and great to be helping such a wonderful cause. Big love to you all. A fellow Radio 1 listener who feels so privileged to do this journey with you. Thank you, Tammy.
Oh, thank you to Michael, who's just donated because my voice is lol. Thanks.
I like it because you sound sort of arsey.
Yeah,
it's really good. No, it's because you should. You've been up for like 30 hours or whatever it is.
Okay.
Like that. There you go. There's that voice again.
Right. I mean, yeah, whatever, Greg. Yeah.
Okay, here we go. New total.
Don't fluff it because I'm going to film this.
Pressure. Our new total is... What did you say? You wanted it over 200.
We needed to get it over 200. You deserved that. That was that's a great landmark for the listeners.
New total is... 207,000!
Yes!
201.
Huge!
Come on.
Yes,
what
that's
is
really
going
good.
On?
That's proper. That's that incredible. Is proper.
Wow.
Oh, that's class.
See, has that made you feel a bit like it's all been worthwhile?
Yeah. Let's do 48.
48 million. We'll be on here until we get 48 million.
Yeah. I'm not stopping until then, darling.
That's an incredible effort from everyone listening.
Wow.
Everyone who's part of this today. It's a proper team effort. You don't get anywhere without a team. And that is, it's a brilliant, brilliant total.
I can't believe that.
It's so good. I'm getting a bit emotional. I can see how much you guys are digging in, like digging super deep here.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
Well it's done. Where you stop, isn't it? That's the thing. Because that's done the target.
Yeah, it has.
No, don't stop yet.
And I can't even say Lolathon anymore.
I can't say total.
Well, what are you going to do? So it's 2:45. What's so Grimmy's here? I can see him. He was next door a minute ago. What's so he'll be here at 4. What do you want to do? Should we go till 4?
I think we. I'm up for that. You up for that?
Hour and 15. You've done 25 hours already. You might as well do another hour and a bit.
This keeps escalating, doesn't it?
But I think Grimmy will be here to save all of us at 4. Yeah.
If we,
if you wanted to go on,
I think we go to 4. Right. I think this would be a sensible plan. At some point, someone's got to suggest one.
Yeah. We've got to get the doctor. Will be called otherwise.
Let's try and get as close to 250,000.
Uh-huh.
Right, it's a bigger target. It's actually technically like what we've raised so far, probably a hard target to get to. But if people listening can get colleagues involved, can get mates involved that maybe haven't donated, if you can help us help Comet Relief, there is a good chance we can get to 250,000. But it is an effort, and I appreciate a lot of you have already donated a lot. What's your thoughts, Mills?
Yes, I would like to stay until 4 o'clock.
He's going to do it.
Is it an idea?
He's going to stay until 4.
It's do on. You?
Well, let's support him. Let's push him through.
It's
we
on.
Have, we have come so far already.
I've got a headache.
We got so
a quarter of £1 million would
oh my
be
God.
The most extraordinary thing beyond what anyone thought would happen in this 24 hours.
I want to bring in, just to give you an idea, because we've been talking about the money aspect and where it goes. And it's all very well me just going, oh, text £5. And we've given you like a brief overview of where it's been going. But let's kind of microscope it a bit. We've got Matt here, who is a volunteer for the Good Lad Initiative. And what do they do, Matt?
Yeah, so the good lad, they go into schools to speak with secondary school boys about issues related to gender, so mental health, gender-based violence, gender stereotypes, toxic masculinity, all that kind of stuff, just to open up the conversation and introduce some ideas about challenging gender stereotypes and challenging some potentially dangerous ideas.
It's amazing, this, right? So I've seen this in action. So I was along at one of your workshops that you mm-hmm. did at a school, and I talked to the head teacher about it afterwards, and they were saying that as a school, obviously they've got limited finances, limited resources, and initiatives like this go in that are either funded by Comet Relief or partially funded by Comet Relief, mm-hmm. and they can go in. And a lot of the issues that you see in the news and can be connected to a lot of the stuff you see in the news come from stuff that you guys go into schools and discuss directly with pupils in a way that often teachers can't do. Mm-hmm. And that's what I witnessed when I was there. I saw you facilitating real honest discussions through groups of young guys, mm-hmm. which you could clearly see got them thinking about issues in their wider life.
Yeah, absolutely. Because we kind of go in, and obviously we're not there as teachers. The important thing about the conversations that we have with the boys is that it's their conversation. We're kind of just steering it, and we can use our own experiences, but also we use resources which have been planned carefully, just so that we can safely facilitate a conversation. And you know, the boys are bright. They see the world going on around them, but a lot of and they see a lot of the messages which might not be helpful, but they probably haven't, by the time we've got into there, actually had open and frank discussions with each other to challenge some of the ideas that they might have.
So how did you get involved? What was your story?
So I have my own experience of mental health issues. I was diagnosed with depression in 2013, but didn't, like a lot of young men, didn't take it seriously. In fact, I just booked a one-way ticket to the other side of the world. I went travelling. I kind of thought I'd leave my problems behind, but my issues kind of got worse, and to the point where I was actually dealing with suicidal thoughts. And then I was fortunate enough to see an advert on the side of a bus in Melbourne, which was like a word cloud of like anxiety, like anxious, angry, frustrated. If you're feeling all of these things, it's fine.
Yeah.
Just give us a call. So I did. And that kind of turned my life around, being able to talk to someone openly and frankly about my experience. I then, started my recovery, came back to the UK. And that was actually where I found another Comet Relief funded project, CALM, the Campaign Against Living Miserably, which was providing the same kind of service as the call centre did that I called in Melbourne.
So it's projects like that that we are helping, isn't it? People like you, that you were at that low point in that position of your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. It really does matter. It really does help.
Because a lot of people are like, I just need to man up or whatever.
Yeah, well, that's one of those strange ideas, isn't it? Because we are taught sometimes as men, or we teach each other as men, that you can just like power your way through your problems or man up through your problems. But actually, just by being frank and honest and seeking help and asking for help and then receiving it, even if it's just a shoulder or someone to listen, can make all the difference. And it certainly made a massive difference in my life.
So, I mean, it's eventually lifted you out. And it's projects like this that Comet Relief send this money that you are donating to, one of many. Mm-hmm. So please donate. It'll cost you £5. Text the word LOL to 70205. I won't ask you again after 4 o'clock. Text will cost your donation plus your standard network message charge. Thanks so much for talking to us, Matt.
Yeah, thanks for being so honest.
It's good to know where some of the money goes, you know. Wow. Hello, Rachel.
Hello.
Loved the Lolathon?
Yes, absolutely. I've been listening since, oh God, I've been tracking you guys. Jordan North all over the place. Chris Stark all over the place. I'm absolutely loving it. You guys are amazing. I'm so excited for you guys to reach 250,000. That is such a phenomenal goal. Listening to Greg courageously admit these issues that he's been struggling with, it just absolutely put it over the top for me. David Beckham joke was hilarious also.
Yeah, too
quite good. Wow, do you think we're going to do it? Do you think we're going to do it?
I absolutely, of course you guys are going to do it. This has been the most amazing campaign ever. I'm just thrilled to just be part of it, to be honest. It's fantastic.
Wow, well, you have said all the right things to us in our time of need, so thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Oh, the Radio 1. Everyone's in from Radio 1 now. Hi, guys. Yay! Okay, Lolathon for Comet Relief 2019 completed. Thank you so much for your generosity. Thank you if you donated once or multiple times. Thank you if you stayed with us through the day or even through the hard part, the night, and then back into the day again. And thank you so much to the amazing team of people that have put this together for Radio 1.
It's basically the whole of Radio 1 has really clubbed together here.
They've all come together on it. And it's been
great.
We can
have so many of them in the studio here right now. Hello, everyone. Hello.
Yeah! Yay!
Good team.
Okay, here we go. Everyone did a last-minute scrabble to their phones. Did we do it, though? I can tell you. The total for the 24-hour Lolathon for Comet Relief. We've cracked it. It's over £250,000. Okay, so we don't know the exact figure yet, but we know
massive
that we've done it, and Grimmy will have the exact total for you very soon.
I'm going to count now. Huge.
If you count it out.
I'm going to count all them fivers.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, that Crystal May style like that.
That is proper. A massive round of applause for Scott Mills and Chris Stark.
Smashed it!
Also, Scott, ridiculous some of the things that we get to do, and it's been awesome doing this with you.
Yeah.
And you know you're one of my best mates.
Same.
It's just madness that we're allowed to do this every day and be part of this amazing station, best station in the world.
Totally. There was a moment at about 4 a.m. this morning when I was like, should we go for a walk? And we just went and sat outside the BBC here in glamorous central London. And we both just sat on the floor and we're like, this is so, what are our lives?
It's a privilege. It's the best, and it's a privilege, and we're surrounded by the best people.
Yeah.
And that's what makes it special.
Lolathon done.
One Radio 1's 24-hour Lolathon for Red Nose Day with Scott Mills and Chris Stark.